so mad at Mia. She told my secret to the whole class. She's not my friend anymore.
Well, hey, someone else showed you forgiveness. Maybe you can forgive Mia too. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. So it can be really hard when one of your friends hurts you badly. You might stop being their friend or even want to get back at them. But you know what? There's someone who's forgiven you of even worse stuff than that. Yeah, you know I mean Jesus. Every bad thought, word, or action you've ever done hurt Jesus a lot. But he still forgave you and saved you through his death on the cross. Now he wants you to show that much love and forgiveness to others. Just listen to John 15:12. Jesus says, "This is what I command you. Love each other as I have loved you." And our story today is called Friendship Bracelets. "I can't believe Mia would do this to me." Addie pulled the friendship bracelet off her wrist and dropped it into the trash. "Addie," her mother asked, "are you okay? Why are you throwing away your bracelet from Mia?" "I thought she was my friend," Addison said. She hung up her backpack on its hook and sat down at the table. "But she told my secret to the entire class, even the boys." "I see," Mom thought for a moment. "Addie, do you have any more of the thread you used to make the bracelets?" Addie nodded. She got up and brought the box of brightly colored threads to the table. Mom started looking through the threads and picking some out. "What are you doing?" Addie asked. "I'm making you a friendship bracelet. It will remind you that you always have a friend, one who never will betray you." Mom began twisting the strands together. She pointed to a dark thread. "This friend loved you even though you have done many bad things and will always love you no matter what you do." "Is it you?" Addie asked. "No. Even though I love you very much, this person loves you even more." Mom picked up a red thread. "He died to save you from your sins." She held up a white one and a green one. "He washed you clean of sin and gave you new life." "I know who it is. It's Jesus," Addie exclaimed. "And the bracelet has the same colors as the wordless book I made at church. The gold stands for the streets of golden heaven." "Yes, Jesus loved you enough to give you a home in heaven someday. He loves you so much, Addie, he will always be there for you, even when no one else is." She reached over and slipped the bracelet onto Addie's wrist. "You can wear this as a reminder that you always have a friend in Jesus." Addie looked thoughtful. "Since Jesus is such a good friend to me, maybe I should give Mia another chance." Mom smiled and gave Addie a hug. "That's a great idea. Your heavenly friend will be with you as you show his forgiveness to Mia." So, how about you? Have you ever been disappointed by someone? Maybe it was a friend, a parent, a brother, or a sister. The good news is that God's children have a friend who will never let them down. That friend is Jesus Christ. He loved you enough to die for you so you could have eternal life with him. You can trust him as your very best friend. For more information on making Jesus your very best friend, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today,
John 15:13. "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends."
And our key thought today, Jesus is the ultimate best friend. There's even more great music and programs for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. Well, as always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm glad you listened to Keys for Kids. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.